Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo.
Yo, Nick.
Yo.
My man, Nick Wright from FS1. How are you, my friend?
I mean, always say, you know, when you start the show, like, this is the best I've ever been doing, all these lies. This is really the greatest I've ever been doing.
It was an amazing football game last night. Just an amazing game.
I don't know if that is... Hold on one second. The cops were behind me, and I didn't have my headset in. I thought it was for me. I don't know if that was the greatest football game ever played.
Mm.
It might have been.
I believe it to be.
Well, my brother's the least hyperbolic brother. He's the college professor, and he was not really thinking. He was on all that confident about the Chiefs winning. He's a big Chiefs fan. He texted right after it and said, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in pro sports.
I think it was the best football game I've ever seen. I'm being honest. I've seen a lot of football games. I think it was the best football game I've ever seen.
It might have been the best football game ever. It is inarguably the greatest final 2 minutes in football history.
I mean, there's three that come to mind, and two of them have the Chiefs, I think. And even though it ended up the way that you didn't want it, that Chiefs-Patriots-Brady AFC Championship game, this game, and then Patriots-Falcons Super Bowl. Just because you're sitting on the couch like, this game sucks. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, wait, did I drink a little too much? Is this game still going on? That was the other one that I thought, like, as a human being, very intriguing. Those are the three best I've ever seen, and this one was the best.
I'm going to throw another one out there that, again, I think this one was better than. And you might not remember from the year, but when I describe it, you will. Patriots-Colts AFC Championship Game 2006.
Yeah, we had just watched the Chiefs. Lazo and I went and saw the Patriots beat the Chiefs that year. And Lazo hit some old lady's car out of anger.
But this game was better than that.
And those other three games. I mean, there's the Colts-Pittsburgh game with the fumble. But I think those three games are the best three games I've ever seen. And this game was literally the best game I've ever seen. And the crazy thing is, the game before it,
you thought,
was amazing. Right. I was like, this may be the greatest game I've ever seen. And then you're like, okay, put it in perspective. Top five greatest games I've ever seen. And then the game after it was the greatest.
The game before was one of the craziest, but was not a great football game.
It got great, though. The second half was fun.
It depends on what you say, like, great. Like, you know, is there, strategic and the way people play. But it was great in the fact of how intense it got.
Yeah, but Rams-Bucks, there's four Ram fumbles, there's two Bucks turnovers, it's insane what's happening.
Happening, and at least you can say, like, it's all happening with Brady on the sideline. And you're like, I know Brady's not doing any of this. He didn't knock out any of those fumbles, but is this actually happening, right? Like, that's what made it great, because you're looking over there, they keep showing Brady, and he's just pissed, and you're like, there's another fumble, and you're like, is this really going to happen? Like, he didn't do anything, but
But Chiefs-Bills, for that game, there's no turnovers. There's obviously some defensive mistakes, but I was saying this to Snowcomb before we started recording. Josh Allen and listen, Laszlo, you and I might have been just wrong.
We might have been.
I mean, he was terrifying to go against last night.
Yes.
But think about this. After the 2 minute warning, Josh Allen converted a 4th and 14 to go ahead in the playoffs on the road against Mahomes. Converts a 4th and 14 for a touchdown after the 2 minute warning. From that moment forward, after that, there were 3 more touchdowns and a field goal scored. There were 25 points scored after Josh Allen's 4th and 14 touchdown with a minute 55 left.
Unreal.
That'll never be.
And you know the crazy thing is, so my oldest son is a Seahawks fan, right? And my youngest son is a Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. And loves the Chiefs. Like, watches the games with me no matter what. Doesn't watch every other game, but he will sit with me and watch every Chiefs game. He knows every player. He knows it. 13 seconds left. He was like, I think we're done. And I was like, I honestly looked at him. I said, I don't think so, man. And he was like, maybe not. And it was like, here's the thing that's crazy about Mahomes. And people talk about all the greatness that he did that night. The crazy thing about Patrick Mahomes is that with 13 seconds, a dad and his kid both looked at each other and said, maybe not. Maybe that's enough time. That is insanity. Now, I know a lot of people said it was over, but there was a lot of people who said, at 13 seconds, did you give him too much time?
Right.
That's insane. Where, like, two Kansas City fans are sitting on their couch going, we could get this.
So there's so many things to discuss here. The 13 seconds thing, that's why I think, listen, Brady is the GOAT, because when you're talking about that, what you actually have accomplished has to be the top nine reason. But the 13 seconds thing you just said is why I think Mahomes is the best to ever play. The one playoff game he's lost, other than the Super Bowl, where he was just under duress the whole time, the Patriots won. And mm-hmm. in that one, what happened to Josh Allen in this overtime happened to the Chiefs. People forget this part of it. After the Dee Ford offside, this is Mahomes' first year as a starter against Tom Brady, chance to go to the Super Bowl. After the Dee Ford offside and the Patriots score, there's 39 seconds left. Mahomes got them to field goal range with 17 seconds left that game. 22 seconds, 3 plays. He did it his first year starting. You think about it, he was down 24-0 to the Texans with 10 minutes left in the half and had the lead.
I listened to you this morning and you made a lot of sense. And we haven't agreed on much. Tom Brady is the greatest football player to ever play the game. Period.
Yes. Yes.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've watched play the game.
Yes. No.
And I know that's like, now you're like, you're like, oh, but these guys play. No. Mahomes has a lot of work to do to get to what Brady's done. Because what Brady did was do it over so many years, over and over and over again. I've never seen anybody play the position. It's almost like, who's the best running back ever? Emmitt Smith? Maybe. Walter Payton? Maybe. But I never saw anybody do it like Barry Sanders.
Right, sure. It's in what he's, so there's, it's just, it's, and here's the other thing, and Broussard made this point today. Mahomes' calm and non-reaction when Josh Allen scores a touchdown with 13 seconds left is the stuff of legend.
Yep.
It's just
also, and he had that same look on his face, and I noticed that, and I was like, man, this guy, usually it takes a long time to get there, if anyone's going to get there. But then even after they tie it up, you see the look on everyone's face, and you see the look on Mahomes' face, and it was the same. It was like, okay. It was still all business.
You know, we all talk about this, and again, we're talking to Nick Wright from FS1, America's most popular talk show host. You can watch him every morning on FS1. People keep talking about this, but Nick, the one thing I think people have missed is how good Tyreek Hill is. And we talk about Mahomes, Mahomes, Mahomes. You throw those balls to a, like, you throw the ball to Tyreek at 10 yards, and he is so fast that he is going to get you 10 more. It is unbelievable to me what a wide receiver that guy has become. Yet at the end of the game, nobody mentioned Tyreek. I really think you put even the best receiver, Cooper Kupp, on that team, I don't know, they get there in 13 seconds.
Well, and by the way, the previous touchdown that we thought was the game winner was a very basic throw on a very basic route. And Tyreek takes it 50 more yards. And I'm going to send you guys the picture.
Like, but people haven't, nobody's been talking about how great Tyreek is at the end of this.
No.
He is a game changer.
Hold on. So Tyreek,
he is what, real quick, but he is what makes you believe you can get there in 13 seconds, because I know the dude can run 100 yards in about four.
Yes, and by the way, that affected how the Bills played it.
Yes.
Because they're so scared of him. But Tyreek chucked up the deuces through the peace sign at
yes.
the Bills.
Yeah, so
running.
We couldn't tell earlier.
Nico was, my youngest was so excited. He's like, he did it! He did it! And I was like, yeah.
So, were you being sarcastic this morning on your show when you said that's how these rules work?
No, I was joking, but so I said, because here's the thing. He threw the deuces up while he was behind the guy.
Right.
Yes.
So the guy has an angle on him. Tyreek hasn't passed him on the field, and he knows that he's like, okay, you have an angle and you're ahead of me.
Right.
I am so much faster than you. I can start taunting you while I'm losing this race.
Right. Well, Nick, you know, it's interesting, and I bring up again, I coach little kids football, right?
Yeah.
And I coach Chacho, and we're both watching that game, and I always tell Chacho, it's not how fast they are, man. You just got to get the angle. Like, I coach defense, like, get the angle. This is it. And we do practices where we have kids run, and then the other one has to take the angle, right? Like, they can't outrun the angle. You can't outrun the angle. And after that play, me and Chacha, who I've coached for all these years and yelled at him, he looked at me and he goes, well, he just outran the angle. And I'm like, damn, that guy played everything right. He was just like, there is no angle. Like, there's no angle here. There's nothing there. There's no angle. You can't catch him.
All right, listen, I would like to talk with you a little bit about Aaron Rodgers because you're so right about this. Do we have to take a break?
Yeah, let's just take a quick break because I'd like to talk about him too.
All right, let's do that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, we're back with Nick Wright from FS1 and a huge weekend in football. Maybe the best football weekend I've been a part of.
It was the best football
Not I'm a
weekend.
Part of it, but that I've been a watch, you know.
A viewer.
Yeah.
It was the best football weekend ever. There were four games, and they all ended on the final play of the game. They all had a field goal made in the final seconds of regulation.
They were all decided by a field goal except the Chiefs game, right?
Right, and the Chiefs game kind of was.
Kind of was,
right, yeah,
sure.
Because a field goal forced overtime, and then it goes to overtime. Like, it's the greatest football weekend ever. I think divisional round weekend's always, like, it's my favorite football weekend of the year. Because the problem with conference championship weekend is there's only two games, and if one of them's a dud, it's kind of like, oh, bummer.
Right.
This is four games, back-to-back days. But the big shock was that both number one seeds, the only teams with the bye, lost, which is why the Chiefs, and then we're going to get to the Packers. So this is unbelievable. For the only team in NFL history to ever host three straight, conference championship games was Andy Reid's Eagles 20 years ago.
Wow. Really?
And now, yes.
And he only made a Super Bowl once out of that. I hate that stat.
Yes. The only team ever to host three in a row was Andy Reid's Eagles. And now, the only team ever to host four in a row is Andy Reid's Chiefs. The Chiefs have been the one seed twice and the two seed twice, and both times they've been the two seed. The number one seed, one time last while I was at your house for it. It was Baltimore.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, of course.
Baltimore lost opening weekend, and then the next time was obviously the, this week in the Titans. But the big shocker for most was not just that the Packers lost. I think people could see, we talked about it, that the Packers could lose to the Niners.
Stop.
The shocker was that they scored on the opening drive and then scored 3 points the rest of the
Nick,
game.
Look, man, that you have had a ton of sports takes that are right. You're an incredibly smart sports guy. But I have told you for years that Aaron Rodgers' nickname, A-Rod, is exactly right. A-Rod for the Yankees never one time produced in the postseason. One time. The same with A-Rod for the Packers. I don't know. It is the same thing. I watched the end of that game, and I was like, and I told you on Friday, and then on Monday I'll say it again. How many times do I have to watch Aaron Rodgers with a sad face walking off in the snow in Lambeau Stadium? And I said, yeah, you know what? I made a mistake. I said, because some West Coast team beat him. And I left out Eli Manning. I should have said some team from the coast goes into Lambeau Field and makes Aaron Rodgers look pedestrian. And the reason why Aaron Rodgers looks so good throughout the season and nobody wants to talk about it is because he plays in the conference he plays in.
In the division. Yes.
So, he's got two against the Lions, two against the Bears. Like, come on. Two against the Vikings. There's no pride. Like, what? But now, every time he has to play somebody good, he gets. I mean, he just. Aaron Rodgers is not nearly as good as Aaron Rodgers thinks Aaron Rodgers is. And by the way, I've been saying it for years, and it was nice to see everybody finally come around to my point of view.
So listen, this is one of the takes you've had that I haven't stolen because I've so vehemently disagreed with it, and you're right. You're right. Like, you know who totally agrees with you is Cowherd. Cowherd's been on this forever.
Right.
And Cowherd's thing with Aaron is...
He's not a leader.
Well, it's not only that he's not a leader, but that he cares way too much about his touchdown-interception ratio, so he won't take the chances you need to take when things aren't going well. Yeah. That, like, his refusal to ever throw interceptions actually hurts him.
Well, you know, I don't know if I know the game as much as Colin Cowherd to figure that out, but I watch him, and I watch him as a leader, and as soon as something bad happens, that team gets into a shell. Now, maybe that's because he doesn't want to make any more mistakes, whatever the case may be, but those games get tough. NFC Championship game, or even this time, those games are going to get tough. Like, you watch the Rams. The Rams this week, the guy fumbled twice. Cooper Kupp fumbled, but and even though I'm a Stafford fan, he goes back to those guys, right? Like, it just seems like Aaron Rodgers, the team will make one mistake, then all of a sudden they just turtle.
And that's exactly what happened. They drive down the field, score a touchdown. They instantly get a stop. They're driving down the field again. Mercedes Lewis fumbles, and they do nothing the rest of the game.
Yes.
Rodgers' entire demeanor and body language changes. When, by the way, and I understand people are like, they win if you don't get the pump block. Who gives a damn? You needed 14 points to win the game. You needed to score one more time, and you couldn't do it. Like, that is unequivocally on you. And you said the division thing, and it's really interesting when you say that, because this is something I was thinking about today. The three teams that had gaudy records and looked awesome, but were in awful divisions, none of them won a playoff game.
Right.
The Cowboys in the NFC East, the Titans in the AFC South, and the Packers in the NFC North.
And we tend to, like, Nick, you know, again, we tend to, you know, I know you're smarter about football than me, but I watch a lot more college football than you.
Yeah.
We say that about the SEC. We know it. Like, we know a second-place Georgia team is better than a Pac-12 team. We don't do that in the NFL. We don't say, like, oh, the AFC East or the AFC West. We don't say that. We're like, oh, Dallas is 11-5. Doesn't matter who they played. No, it does matter who you played.
Correct. Meanwhile, the flip side is, who are the four teams left? Well, you have two teams from the NFC West. The NFC West, that is, the Niners, the Rams, the Cardinals, who were quite good.
Yes.
And Seattle was the worst team. And Seattle's not like they're terrible.
Right, that's the thing. Seattle's the worst team, and put them in the Packers division, they're probably pretty good.
Right. And then you have the Chiefs are left.
Yep.
So the AFC West had the Raiders and the Chargers.
Yes.
Who were good teams fighting for the playoffs the final week of the year. And the Bengals are left. And that division is the Bengals, the Raiders, I'm sorry, the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Browns.
Right. It matters who you play throughout the regular season, because if you get into the playoffs, you're better than those teams.
Yes. And you're ready for fights. You're ready for things to go wrong. It's a great point.
Right.
And, like, I was thinking about the divisions thing, like, when it came to the NFC West, I wasn't thinking about it as much when it came to the Packers. But the evidence at this point is on your side, and Rodgers has made himself, like, here's the other point I made that I just want your take on, and then we can go, because I know there's too much sports for this show. What is Rodgers' corner? So it's like the winning quarterback corner is owned for Brady. Brady owns it probably forever. But the he didn't win a ton, but his stats were unbelievable. He's unbelievable to watch. Okay, well, that's Manning.
Right.
Manning's got the five MVPs. Manning's got all the numbers Rodgers doesn't have.
And Marino.
Okay. And right. Well, no, I was going to – Marino's the who's the best quarterback ever to not win any.
Exactly.
Well,
right. Yes, right.
And,
without all the winning.
And there's the – okay, just eye test, who's the best thrower of the football, most talented ever? Well, that's Mahomes.
Right.
And I think at this point, he doesn't even have the corner of best in franchise history. I think he is. But some people would take Favre.
If you ask me right now, you get 15 years. You get Favre or Aaron Rodgers, I'll take Favre right now.
And by the way, Favre went to one more Super Bowl.
Right.
And Favre, and Favre did it, I would argue, had to deal with a harder NFC. It's pretty bad that this guy, aside from Russell Wilson, the games he has lost to Brennan going to the Super Bowl, it's to Eli Manning, it's to Colin Kaepernick, it's to Matt Ryan, it's to Jimmy Garoppolo.
And I think I know we do got to go, but we do have to say, I'm going to take the other side, because I've been an Aaron Rodgers hater forever. We're talking about him being the worst of the best.
Yeah,
he's still better than Mitch Trubisky. He's still better than all these, all these other guys. He's that guy that you're like, of all these people, you're the guy who doesn't deserve to be in the conversation, but you're better than all these other people. Understand that.
He's one of the, 10 greatest, 12 greatest quarterbacks ever, but he has the statistical resume of, is he the third greatest quarterback ever? And the answer to that, no, he's not better than Manning, he's not better than Montana, he's not better than Mahomes. All right, I love you guys. Go Chiefs.
Right, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!